Mr. Alejandro, Alejandro Conejo, Conejo, 3326 today, 3268, 67-year-old gentleman, comes in today because he's having left leg pain, hip pain, right shoulder pain, neck pain, arm pain, difficulty with right leg. So the pain is in the right leg or left leg? Both pain and numbness in both legs. Patient is married, 36 years, has 4 children. He's a construction worker, originally from Mexico. He did change jobs a year ago. He was a truck driver. Now he's doing construction, doing a lot of heavy lifting and such. And his pain is worse at night. When he comes home on weekends, his pain appears to be slightly better. Medications, none. Medical problems, hyperlipidemia. Surgical history, none. Family history, diabetes, coronary artery disease, and mom. Dad died 50 years ago. He was murdered. Allergy, none. Social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink alcohol. He does have a history of chest pain. He states when he's active, he gets chest pain, sometimes shortness of breath, no orthopnea, no PND, no chest pain during sex. But that's definitely new. He has not noticed this till about 3 or 4 months ago. No, he had emesis, hematocytosis, seizure, convulsion. His weight's down about 5 pounds with the knee job. 138 pounds, 98%, 99, 20, 72, 120 over 75. Heart positive, strong positive, still lungs are clear, abdomen soft, neck shows, everything, skin shows, no rash. Or mucosal with anemia, what's going on, focal. Negative leg raising test, positive leg raising test noted on the right side. Number 1, leg pain. Number 2, low back pain. Number 3, Celebrex 200 twice a day. Number 4, MRI of the low back. Number 5, before MRI, he can take Valium 5 milligram times 1. Number 6, check blood work, including PSA. Number 7, because of his low back, we get a UA today as well. Next number, because of his chest pain and symptoms of atypical pain in his chest associated with shortness of breath, I'm going to get a cardiology consult to do a stress test. Next number is history of hyperlipidemia. Next number is we'll check his cholesterol now, fasting. Next number is his mom had heart disease, so he does have a family history of it. Next number is risk factors. He's not obese. He doesn't smoke alcohol. He doesn't drink. But hyperlipidemia definitely has been present. Next number, we'll call patient with the blood results. Next number, no evidence of PVD or DVT noted. Next number, no evidence of carotid stenosis, significant carotid stenosis noted. Next number, thyroid within normal limits. Next number, abdominal ultrasound shows normal gallbladder, normal liver, normal kidney, slightly enlarged prostate, and normal spleen. Next number, findings discussed with patient at length before leaving. Thank you.
Okay.